Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship on this, the day the Lord has made. So let us rejoice.
Amen.
To all the mothers among us, happy Mother's Day. What has Jesus done for you lately? That question applies to each and every one of us. Well, how much time do we need to answer that question? Though we do not see him, that does not mean he is not active in our life. One of the things that he is doing for us currently is interceding on our behalf. And there is not a day that goes by that you and I do not need him interceding on our behalf. That work of intercession is just one of many things that needed to be fulfilled by our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's our focus today, focusing in on those things, past, present, and future, that needed to be and will be fulfilled as the Lord has said. So God bless us in our worship of him as we focus on the fulfillment of his word. To God be the glory, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us worship him, turning our attention to our opening hymn. It's printed out for us, beginning on page 3 of the bulletin. On this seventh Sunday of Easter, on which we also celebrate the ascension of our Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve Him as His dear children. But we have disobeyed Him and deserve only His wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to Him and plead for His mercy. Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you, and did not deserve to be called your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me, according to your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin, and take away my guilt. God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, He has removed your guilt forever. You are His own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to His will.
Amen.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Rise for prayer. We pray. Lord Jesus, King of glory, on this day you ascended far above the heavens, and at God's right hand you rule the nations. Leave us not alone, we pray, but grant us the spirit of truth, that at your command and by your power we may be your witnesses in all the world. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
first reading for this last Sunday of Easter, as we celebrate the ascension of our Lord, comes to us from Deuteronomy, the 33rd chapter, emphasizing the fact that no one provides and saves like our God has and does. An example of this from Old Testament Israel's history. We hear these words. There is no one like the God of Jeshurun, another name for Israel, who rides across the heavens to help you, and on the clouds in his majesty. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will drive out your enemies before you, saying, "Destroy them." So Israel will live in safety. Jacob will dwell secure in a land of grain and new wine, where the heavens drop dew. Blessed are you, Israel. Who is like you, a people saved by the Lord? He is your shield and helper and your glorious sword. Your enemies will cower before you, and you will tread on their heights. The word of the Lord. In response, we turn our attention to hymn 169, Hallelujah, Sing to Jesus. Christ Jesus continues to meet all of our needs, and one of those needs is equipping us to do good works, including good works that will help build up one another in our relationship with the Lord. This encouragement from Ephesians chapter 4, but to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is, Christ. From Him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. The word of the Lord. And in response, we continue with the song, In Unity and Peace. Please note the instructions for singing this hymn found in the supplement, the blue hymnal 773. On this Ascension Sunday, taken from the Holy Gospel of St. Luke, the 24th chapter, you and I, by grace, have come to know who Jesus is, and He has given us the task to pass this knowledge on to others. We hear this encouragement. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then He opened their minds so they could understand the Scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in His name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. Children who want to come forward for a children's devotion? Got a few takers. I'm liking the shoes. I should get a pair of those. How are you doing today? Ready to learn some math? Should have Mr. Bingle up here. He's good at math. Got an equation for you here. 1 + 1 = 2. You sure about that? You want to ask anybody? You going to stick with that answer? Good for you. 2 + 2 = 4. All right, we're on a roll. 3 + 3 = 6. Whew. Okay, 2 - 1 = 1. All right. Sin + sin = sin. And sin leads to, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Right? So we got to do some more math. We don't want to end on that note. Cross + sin = Jesus died on the cross, right? So we have what with our sin? Yeah, right? Now Jesus + the cross = forgiveness. Okay, we're getting somewhere. What happened after Jesus died on the cross? He rose again, so cross + empty tomb = forgiveness and life. Where are we going to live one day? Heaven. And that leads to the final math equation. Jesus + heaven = what?
What is Jesus doing for you in heaven? Yeah, getting it ready, right? Making a place for you. And he's also doing something else. He's praying for you. And he's praying for me. And he's praying for moms and dads and teachers and everyone else. What is he praying? What do you think Jesus is praying for? What does he want for you? Jesus wants, go back to cross plus sin equals sins forgiven and eternal life, right? Jesus is praying that you will have eternal life. And so when we sin, where does he take us back to? He takes us back to the cross where he paid for sin. Our sin, your sin. And he prays that you and I will stay on the path which leads to heaven. He also prays that you and I will do good works to show that we know that we have forgiveness through Jesus. What are some good works that Jesus wants us to do? What day is it? Yeah, so what? So that's one good work that he wants us to do. And how do we show? Is it just today we're supposed to be nice to moms? No. How often? Every day, right? Give thanks to God for moms and dads and teachers and brothers and sisters if you have them. Right? Give thanks for everything, but ultimately give thanks for what Jesus did with our sin on the cross. And then the empty tomb. And today we're talking about ascension. Jesus ascended back into heaven to prepare a place for us, and he prays for us. So keep that in mind. Every day Jesus is praying for you. And every day then, you have an opportunity to say thanks to Jesus by doing good works. So let's pray about that right now. So we pray, Father in heaven, we thank you for sending your Son to be our Savior. We thank you that through the cross we have forgiveness. Sin plus the cross equals paid in full. And because Jesus rose again, we too will live in heaven. And Jesus, thank you for going back to heaven to prepare a place for us and praying for us each and every day to keep us on that path which leads to heaven. Help us show our thanks by doing good works. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. All right, enjoy your day. We'll continue with our next hymn.
Thank you.
grace, mercy, and peace are yours in great abundance from God our Father, through our risen and ascended Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We focus in on the gospel reading for today, where we hear once again these words, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow people on their way to heaven, thanks to our risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ, are you a list person? That is, someone who likes to make to-do lists and then have the fun of checking items off on that list as you go along? Maybe it's a work to-do list. Maybe it's a grocery shopping list. Maybe it's a places to visit list. Honey-do lists are in a category all by themselves. What is it about making lists for those of us who like to make them? Well, such lists help organize our time. They may even help us curb our spending. If it's not on the list, we cannot get it this time around. Maybe it is the feeling that comes with being able to check something off of the list. Do you think God has come up with a to-do list? It is pretty safe to say that He has one. And at the top of that to-do list is what? How about the salvation of His creation? This was already on His to-do list before He created the world, and He still went ahead and created this world. Why would He do that? In one word, love. God loves His creation before and after sin entered this world. He knows what He is doing. And that is evidenced once again in our gospel reading, our sermon text from the Gospel of St. Luke, as we celebrate the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. But in order to celebrate properly the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is also important for us to keep on celebrating what came before His ascension. In particular, 40 and 43 days before His ascension. As we reflect on such things, let us do so with this driving thought. Everything must be fulfilled. When we are talking about everything, this includes all that led up to His death and His resurrection, as well as all that leads up to His ascension and beyond. This section of our Luke from which our text comes from is entitled, "Jesus Appears to His Disciples." This was significant because this appearance to His disciples serves as one of the many convincing proofs and instances providing the proof that we need that Jesus, who once was dead on the cross, is now truly alive again in the flesh. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. The evidence is too overwhelming to ignore or dispute, unless one really wants to live in denial. And most of us, if not all of us here, sadly know of someone who chooses to live in denial of the Christ and all that is written about Him in the Bible. Maybe we were such a person at one time, yet by the grace of God in our life, we have been led to confess the facts about Jesus. Most importantly, that fact which leads to our salvation. Recall that when the disciples at the time of our text first saw Jesus in the flesh, they were perplexed and troubled. So Jesus calmed them by saying, "Peace be with you." And then He went on to do a few things, like show them His hands and His side, and ate some food to confirm the fact that it was not a hologram that they were seeing, but rather it was actually the Lord Jesus Himself in the flesh. The disciples were troubled because they had forgotten all that Jesus had told them leading up to his death, that such things had to happen, including his rising from the dead. Well, the light bulb of faith began to flicker then a little brighter at this reminder after the fact. Again, his sufferings, death, and resurrection should not have been a surprise to them, for such had been talked about by Moses and the prophets and the Psalms. In other words, the Old Testament scripture was and is full of prophecies concerning the coming of the Messiah in the flesh for the purpose of reconciling people, you and me included, unto God the Father. God had filled the pages of Holy Scripture with a checklist. And everything leading up to his death and his resurrection, his coming in the flesh the first time, well, that needed to be fulfilled. And it was. What a treasure trove of uplifting facts we have in both the Old and New Testament scriptures as we deal with the perplexities and troubles in our own life. We go through times, don't we, when we doubt that Christ loves us? Did he really die for me and all of my sins? Does he really care about me, a nobody in the big picture of life? Does he know that I am grieving over the loss of a loved one, human or animal? Does he know that I am struggling to make ends meet, or that I am being persecuted at work or at school, or am being abused in the home? God knows all that is taking place in our life, what is going on with us. He is not indifferent to any one of us or to any situation, any one of our needs. He has reasons for allowing some things to go on and on in our life, or to end the trial of another quicker than the trial that we ourselves happen to be going through. What does not change through the doubts and the questions and the fears and the troubles is his great love for us. Just reflect back on the cross he died on with you and all people in mind when the time was right from God's vantage point. And then include with that reflection of the cross the empty tomb, which cements the hope we have been given in Jesus Christ by grace through faith in him alone, who is the way, the truth, and the life, period. Are you still going to have challenges and troubles, though reflecting on these two great truths, his death on the cross for you and the empty tomb to confirm the hope that we have for all eternity? Yes, we are. This is why God has written down in the pages of Holy Scripture what we need to keep in mind at all times. This is why God has given to us the visible church so that we can join together with our fellow challenged faith members for the purpose of building up one another, not with platitudes, but with the word of truth. And we are to do this as daily we see evidence of the fact that we are living in the last times of this world. So yes, Christ had to suffer and die and rise again, because everything God said would take place had to be fulfilled. Our salvation depended on it. And with our salvation work completed, Jesus did not need to stick around any longer here on this earth. In fact, that would have been confusing to the people here on earth. Recall the fact that the people wanted to make Jesus their leader, someone who would make the food for them without having to go into the garden and assemble the food for themselves. Someone who will provide free health care for them. No taxation required. That's something we just can't get our minds wrapped around. Or to put it this way, why should the child leave the house when the rent is free and the food is prepared and the laundry is folded? not helping that child become the independent person they are meant to be. Now, being independent does not mean we are still not dependent on others. It means we are useful to others, and others are useful to us. Jesus had to physically leave this earth so the disciples then and the disciples of all time, you and me too, would be able to grow in faith and in maturity. And that is what took place in just 10 days after Jesus ascended back into heaven. And we'll get into that great milestone of Pentecost next week. But for now, we see again how everything must be fulfilled, including Jesus going back into heaven to his home. The disciples came to understand that he must go. And so they worshiped the Lord, and then they returned back to Jerusalem with their hearts filled with joy. They knew Jesus was not abandoning them. Rather, he was equipping them for what was yet to come. And from heaven, the Lord Jesus is still equipping his people for what is to take place here on earth until we ourselves are able to go to heaven and see our Lord face to face. He intercedes for us by reminding his heavenly Father each time we sin that he paid for that sin already. He is aware of the good and the not good going on in our life. And he is using both in ways to help us grow up in our faith, to build us up even more in our relationship with him, as well as to deepen our longing to not get so attached to this earthly life that we neglect to think about and nurture how to live in peace and joy for all eternity. Nothing happens in this life without his knowledge, which is different from his approval. And while he may allow negative in our earthly life, he does so with limits, for he is all about building us up. When we fall, that is not on him, but rather that is on us, a truth we do not like to hear, but we hear it anyway from 2 Timothy. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will disown us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Trials have a way of showing whose side we are really on, God's or our own. And by nature, our side is lined up with Satan, and that is not a good side to be on, right? Thus, Jesus intercedes for us time and time again. Also in Timothy, this time from the first letter, for there is one God and one mediator between God and people, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. Only Jesus has and keeps us on the right path through this life and into eternal life. No saint, no matter how good we might think a person is here on earth, no human being can do what Jesus has done and is doing for us. It is only by his merits and intercession that can make things positive for us in the long run. This is where our witness to the truth comes in. The disciples who witnessed Jesus ascended back into heaven were reminded of their purpose for being here on this earth. Just as Jesus came to preach a message of repentance and forgiveness, so they were too. And now we also are to do just that. Here are a few reminders of the truth, the message we are to pass along from Matthew 28. Go everywhere and make disciples, baptizing and teaching them to obey everything I, Jesus, have commanded. And from John 8, hold to my, Jesus says, teaching, and you will be my disciples indeed. The truth will set you free. And from 2 Corinthians 5, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Dear friends, we know what we are to do. Are we doing it? Can we do it better? Our goal as members of St. Mark's from day one of our existence in 1965 was not and is not to build an earthly empire unto ourselves. No Tower of Babel's here. But rather to be a beacon on a hill so people in this area would come to know the truth that could set them free from whatever had captured them in their minds and in their hearts. And sin is at the root of such captivity. And not just the people in this area. It has always been a desire, a part of our charter, to help in the spreading of the gospel to all parts of the world. Places where we ourselves may never get to, or places where we ourselves don't even know exist except through the help of Google. But that is our purpose. And by the grace of God, we have been and will continue to do that work as long as God gives us the means and the opportunities to do so. This is why we help support the training of pastors and teachers so that they can keep answering the call of people from all across the globe, including right here at St. Mark's. We can use more people willing to become full-time workers, for the harvest still remains plentiful. While the shortage of workers is few, and it's real, effective pause. There are countless valuable professions in this world, and God can use people from all walks of life to help support this work, which helps people prepare for the big picture. For it is not a matter of if Jesus will return, but a matter of when he will return. For everything must be fulfilled, including the final judgment. Are you up, dear friends, for the challenge of remaining his witnesses? Well, you would not be here if you were not. So praise God for you. And give praise to God for each other. And give praise to God for every sinner who repents, seeing how they have been washed clean through the blood of Jesus. And now through him and in him, desire to carry out his will over their own will. You and I, we are to help each other do just that. And the one who has made all of that possible is the same one who has said, everything must be fulfilled. This is why he came to die and rise again. This is why he has ascended back into heaven. And this is why he, the Lord Jesus, will return. He will be coming back. So when you think of the ascension of our Lord, consider all that God has had fulfilled already and will fulfill in his good time. All with your and my best interests in mind. And so to our ascended Lord, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, be the glory. And to this, all God's people say, amen. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep our hearts and minds in our ascended Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us join together in confessing our Christian faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed found on page 8. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated.
O risen Savior, grant us hearts to yield you gladly, freely of your own. With the sunshine of your goodness, melt our thankless hearts of stone, till our cold and selfish natures, warmed by you at length, believe that more happy and more blessed 'tis to give than to receive. We turn to the prayer of the church. Lord God, our Maker and Preserver, we praise and thank you for all that you give us day after day.
We are not worthy of all the mercies you show us.
You have given us your precious word to nourish our souls and to protect us from the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature.
We thank you for those who teach and preach the slave of truth at this place and everywhere. Grant them the rich measure of patience, wisdom, and love.
Heavenly Father, we pray that you shield us from every kind of danger, sudden catastrophe, terrors of crime, and the pain of disease. Watch over those who travel by land, sea, and air. Keep our loved ones from whatever perils may threaten them.
Heal those who are sick, cheer those who are sad, calm those who are distressed, and comfort all who are old and infirm.
Bless our land, our people, and those who hold offices of high trust. Keep our government and schools upright and strong for the advancement of good citizenship and useful vocations, that we may enjoy your gifts of peace, security, and well-being.
Grant your blessings to every nation on earth. Where there are wars, may there be peace. Where there is hatred, let it be healed. Where there is poverty, danger, or disaster, come with your almighty power to draw and restore.
Continue to provide the physical care and healing needed for all who we love and cherish. Especially at this time, we commend Dana Casey to your care as he is dealing with a recently diagnosed health challenge. Above all, focus his attention on what you have done for him due to your amazing grace, as what you have done to meet our spiritual needs does not change, though our physical circumstances may change. We also praise you, O God, for the gift of mothers. You have promised to be their strength and outlet during the days of raising a child. Continue to grant mothers everywhere the ability to meet their responsibilities with love, devotion, and joy. May we not take motherhood for granted or apologize for the important role they serve in this world. Help them stay the course despite a lack of praise and support from family and friends. Forgive them for times of selfishness and complaining. Refresh them with your love shown in Jesus, their Redeemer and ours. Continue to comfort John Leervold and family as they mourn the earthly passing of his father, Norm. We thank you for bringing Norm to faith in you as Savior. Refresh the family with the good news of eternal life. Help them be your witnesses during this time. And birthdays are another reminder of how special our life is, as you, Lord, are the one who has given us this life. Move us to view one another as gifts from you. As our fellow members celebrate a birthday this week, we thank you for them and ask that you refresh them in body and soul. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. We bring these requests before you in the name of Jesus, our Lord, and ask you to hear us. Take all that we have, our bodies and minds, our time and skills, our ministries and offerings, and use them to your glory. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
We pray, O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, pour out the Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us strong in your grace and truth. Protect and comfort us in all temptation, and bestow on us your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Again, just to highlight real quickly, thank you for those to the choir for using their voices once again to edify God in our worship service. So thank you for that. To the moms among us, I think we could give a round of applause. To God be the glory for moms. And all caregivers. Bible studies, there's just one offering today in addition to the Sunday school and teen study. That is the epistle of 1 John taking place here in the church. Special ministry-related discussion next week, the 20th, in between the services. This is an important discussion, and so invites have been made to, should be all the members. At least that was the goal as we are working on honing in our membership data. And that would also then be a helpful reminder that if you have a change in contact information, that you please let Carolyn in the office know as soon as possible so that we can keep our internal records updated. You have an opportunity to sign up for our next Bible information course. That's starting June 3rd. This time around, it'll be taking place on Sunday mornings, and that'll be taking place June through September. A Tree of Life info is in the lobby, plus wristbands for the taking, so please see that information. Some information regarding the memorial service for Norm Lurville. We will begin with the graveside service this Friday, May 18th at 11:30 a.m. in the Artois Cemetery. The memorial service will follow immediately after the graveside service and will be held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Main Street in downtown Artois. The memorial service is expected to begin between 12:15 and 12:30 and will be followed by a meal in Luther Hall across Main Street from the church. Artois is located just east of I-5, about 100 miles from Citrus Heights. If you have any questions, please see John. Just a call update. We did extend a call to serve as principal to Mr. Greg Thiesfeld, who's currently serving at St. Paul's in New Ulm, Minnesota. St. Paul's school has about 300 children in it right now. He has served at one time on the West Coast. He was a principal at Evergreen Lutheran High School in Washington. His wife is Lisa, and so we'll keep the Thiesfelds in our prayers. He has sent a letter of acknowledgement, and he asks you then for your prayers and also then any words of wisdom that you might have. So his contact information will be included in the weekly news for your information. Regarding the kindergarten call, we were not able to receive a graduate from Martin Luther College this year because there are so many requests for teachers. And so we have asked the district president for a new call list from the field. And we plan then to extend a kindergarten call this coming Tuesday night at 6:30. So special voters meeting this Tuesday here at the church, 6:30 p.m. for the kindergarten call. For more timely information and happenings at the church, we direct your attention to the weekly news. Don't forget to greet one another. And one more very important opportunity to hear some information going on, some good stuff. From the Board of Outreach, Mr. Brett Bingle is going to share that information.
Good morning.
First of all, we've already said it a few times this morning, but happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here this morning. God is good. You remember one of the first times I was up here in front of you, we started with that, so I was seeing if anybody would remember that. Thank you. God continues to bless St. Mark's as we connect with new families through our school and through connections that you have and through our community, and we're just feel very blessed with what's going on in the area of outreach right now. We'd like to first thank you for your continued efforts as you look to build relationships with people around you in your life, your jobs, your family. But we'd also like to continue to encourage you to look for ways to share Jesus with those people around you. We have another opportunity to share the good news of Jesus with children this summer. We want to just bring it to your attention. It was in the weekly news. Our VBS Vacation Bible School, the planning is underway. It is this summer. The theme for this year is Splash Canyon, God's Promise, and Life's Wild Ride. So we'll be talking about wonderful promises the Lord had to help us through some different times. We'll be looking at Bible stories connected to those truths. We need your help for two things. First, we'd like you to sign up your children. If you have anybody in your family that's sixth grade down to 4 years old, we'd ask you to sign up your children. Plus, if you know of anybody around you, in your neighborhood, at your work, anybody you come into contact with, let them know about our Vacation Bible School. We have about 130 spots or so. The younger grades usually fill up fairly quickly, so let them know soon. The way to sign up is all done online, so they have to go to stmarkslutheran.com/VBS. It's in the weekly news. It comes out in the email each week, and that page is also the same page where if you are a member of our congregation, you would like to volunteer for that. We need about 40 to 50 volunteers is what it takes. I think I looked on there, and I already sent an email to last year's volunteers. We're in the 20s already, but so that's wonderful. Thank you to everybody who signed up. But if you'd like to help out and help and volunteer at VBS, please sign up online also. Second, next week is Pentecost, which is a wonderful week to think about the blessings that the Holy Spirit gives us as he strengthens us in his word and creates faith in people's hearts. It's also a week where we get to think about how we can go and take that word to other people. And so they know God, and they can come to faith also. Next week in the 10:45 service, we have something very special. We're going to be leading off the service with several baptisms. We'll have people come to the front that are getting baptized. And then after the sermon, we're going to welcome new members into the congregation, some that have recently completed Bible information class and some members that have transferred in from other places. So it's going to be a wonderful celebration to see all those people up here. And we'd invite you to come to that 10:45 service. After the service, we'll be welcoming the new members of St. Mark's in the Rose Garden with a cake reception. So we'd invite you to come to that and introduce yourself and get to know some of the new members at St. Mark's. I hope you have a wonderful day. God continue to bless your outreach efforts. We're now going to close with the Wells Connection.